This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Michael Urbanski, Michael Urbanski, date of birth 12/26/1971, date of appointment 4/28/2025, requesting physician Kira Benson, KIRABENSONDO. Dear Dr. Benson, I have the pleasure of seeing Michael Urbanski today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who lives with the mother. He cannot think straight. He is unstable, he is weak, he is dizzy. He was in Albany Medical Center for 1 week last month. EEG and MRI of the brain done, which did not show any significant abnormality. As per the mother, all the problems started 1 year ago. He looks drunk. 1 or 2 days are okay, and then he becomes like this. He becomes disoriented. He sleeps over and drooling. Before it was infrequent, now it is frequent. He cannot drive. Memory is not good. Feels dizzy. He used to drink alcohol. He used to use crack cocaine, opiate, marijuana, and heroin. He's seeing the addiction specialist and substance abuse specialist, and he's on Suboxone. He's also seeing psychiatrists. Past medical history. Asthma, bipolar disorder, COPD, deep vein thrombosis, diabetes mellitus, essential hypertension, gastric adenoma, GERD, hiatal hernia, history of alcohol abuse, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, morbid obesity, neuropathy, history of cocaine abuse, opioid abuse, history of pulmonary embolism, schizoaffective disorder, sleep apnea, past surgical history, carpal tunnel release, EGD, venogram, knee surgery, tonsillectomy, tracheostomy, allergy, Depakote, Keflex, NSAID medication, Albuterol, Alfuzosin, Atorvastatin 80 mg, Cetirizine, Clozapine, Duloxetine 60 mg, 2 times daily, Famotidine, Fenofibrate, Flonase, Gabapentin 600 mg 3 times daily, Jardiance, Levothyroxine, Multivitamin, Metformin, pantoprazole, suboxone, 8 milligram daily, Trilogy, vitamin D, Xarelto, Tylenol, Mylanta, Meralox, Metamucil, Socialisti, ex-cigarette smoker, now uses nicotine pouches, ex-alcoholic, stopped drinking 2 years ago, ex-drug, multiple drug user, stopped using 4 months ago, he's divorced, lives with the mother, have one kid, family is the mother alive with ovarian cancer, dystonia, alpha 1 deficiency, arthritis, COPD, diabetes, father alive, diabetes, heart problem, arthritis, one sister, diabetes and spinal issue, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, trouble walking, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present, motor system examination, strength 4.5 over 5, deep tender reflex 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan, 53 year old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, memory issue. Number two, dizziness. Number three, peripheral neuropathy. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, history of polysubstance abuse. Number six, history of alcohol abuse. Next paragraph. Is most of the problem are due to multiple drug abuse and alcohol. Workup done in Albany Medical Center, including MRI of the brain and EEG, did not show any significant issue. Balance problem can be due to diabetes also. His memory issue can also be contributed by psych issue and the medication side effect. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the lower extremities and EEG. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.